After the war. After the war, we wandered in a daze. Some said peace was a blessing and got drunk and made love in the streets. That lasted a couple of days until reality set in. A hangover in a bombed-out city with no running water, sewage in the street, and intermittent electricity. Then there were the lines and the acrid stench of all those burned-out prospects and futures littering the roadways. The children quickly made playthings of unexploded ordinances, and the eerie silence was punctuated by random landmine explosions. Some said we would rebuild. We should rebuild. But others said, what's the use? Post-armed conflict disorder, or PACD, was common. PACD was like PTSD, but without the T. The afflicted were not so much traumatized as just generally over the whole concept of working to achieve a common goal, i.e. civilization. Humanity entered a new era of post-civilization, or post-civ. The post-civ had nightly orgies in the former Walmart parking lot at the outskirts of the city, but by daylight, the post-civs were just like the rest of us, waiting in line for Starbucks and McDonald's rations and trying to remember what a shower felt like. A group of silver-haired former CEOs formed an exploratory committee investigating the prospects of creating a for-profit village under the remains of the interstate overpass. But when confronted with the reality of the end of money, they committed mass suicide. Most of us just focused on getting through each day without resorting to the latest fads like extreme looting or gourmet cannibalism. We had no hope, but some of us remembered what it meant to feel a sense of belonging. At night, we huddled together in the darkness and told stories about the past, that glorious age when we united to terrorize and annihilate our common enemy.